Spiral Stairs, thanks for chatting to 4ZZZ.
No worries. Thanks for having me. Good to be back in Brisbane, even though it's just on the air.
Yeah. Look, congratulations on the new album, Doris and the Daggers. It's been 8 years between releases since the last Spiral Stairs release. Would you say Doris and the Daggers encapsulates these last 8 years of your life?
Oh, definitely. Most definitely. You know, those 8 years went by pretty quick, so a lot of stuff has gone on, and a lot of crazy stuff has gone on. So it's definitely fits the record.
Yeah, because I understand you've not only resided in southeast Queensland and around the Brisbane area, but you've also, this record mm-hmm. takes in Seattle and also LA, and now you're in Mexico. So there's quite a bit of ground to cover, as you know, this record seems to cover.
Yes, there's a lot of influences there. Even Melbourne, you know, I mean, a lot of song Trams has to do kind of a little bit with Melbourne, and I'm sorry Sydney and Adelaide didn't make the cut this time. Oh, actually, no, Adelaide did, because I talked about Grange versus St. Henri, so Adelaide made the cut, Sydney didn't make the cut, sorry.
Well, it's great how these places seem to seep their way into your songs, and I particularly note you've got a special release coming out on Coolin by Sound Records, a local label here in Brisbane, and it's a bonus 7-inch, and you're covering the classic, I assume it's the classic Pig City, but also interestingly you have a song called Vultures of Caboolture.
I do indeed have a song called Vultures of Caboolture. And the other song, Pig City, it's not a cover. It's my own.
Oh, wow.
I just took the title. Is there really a song called Pig City?
Yeah, there's a classic song called Pig City by the Parameters. So, yeah, that's actually interesting there's a new Pig City. That's fantastic.
Yeah, no, I took the title from that book, Pig City.
Pig City,
that I read about Brisbane scene. Yeah. So, but I didn't realize it was about a song. That's cool. Yeah, basically it's all about Brisbane, that song, and Vultures of Caboolture is kind of about a little bit about living up near Caboolture and kind of Australia in general terms, a little bit, you know, with some things that sound familiar. I was trying to write like a Beast Bourbon meets Midnight Oil and the drones, and
I like it.
It's a great little B-side. I love it.
Yeah, it sounds like you've really soaked up a lot of Australian music when you're living here.
Yeah, oh, most definitely. Hard not to. You know, I've been coming to Australia for years and years, and I ended up marrying an Aussie, and so I'm pretty familiar with a lot of stuff. But you know, I love it. I love it there, and hope to get back real soon.
Yeah. Well, I've got to ask you a question about the touring a bit later, but I'm just getting back to the album Doris and the Daggers. It's got a real, when I've listened to it, and I've only had a couple of times, it's got a really full sound, and I particularly love the way the bass purrs through all these tracks of yours. That seems to be a real touchstone for this album, like the way the instruments sound so full and big.
Yeah, I mean, originally the record was supposed to be done really quick and kind of in a garage rock style, you know, like the old days. But we ended up kind of doing it with this guy Dan Long out of L.A. and he kind of made us work a little harder and make sure the instruments sounded good and Matt, my bass player, he really's got some great bass lines, and there's much fuller sound. You know, we just took more effort at it, I think, than my last few records, and kind of, you know, got some strings in there and some
bit of brass,
horns, and yep, you know, a little more arrangement kind of going on.
Yeah, I really like it. As I said before, it's got a real type of warmth, and I know this there's a certain label which can be taken as a pejorative, but I think of this record as being, you know, a bit more grown up, and I mean that in a really positive sense. It's kind of, it's got that, it's
yeah,
like
sure,
a,
no.
Yeah,
no, I agree with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I agree with you. I mean, it's you know, it's more mature, I guess. Yet, you know, it's still got the youth in there, but it's a little more mature lyric wise and I'm 50 now, so it's kind of I feel weird playing indie rock from my 20s.
Yeah. Yeah.